Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A creative request was made for discussion at the Kenai City Council meeting on April 3rd, which would authorize the city manager to request a community purpose exemption to donate sand for the construction of the Triumphant Theater. According to City Manager Terry Eubank, this is the first donation that requires a community purpose exemption. It would involve the city providing justification for and requesting an exemption through the FAA's Anchorage office.
The city was deeded a significant amount of property by the federal government and the FAA, and we are charged with utilizing the assets of the airport for the betterment of the airport. Sometimes what that means is even when, say, the general fund of the city would like to use a piece of airport property, airport equipment, or an asset, in this case like sand, we have to pay the airport the fair market value of that asset just as if we were any other customer.
In a memo from the city manager, the airport said it no longer uses the sand in its operations, making it available for sale. The FAA grant assurances typically require those proceeds from the sale of the sand, like other airport resources, to be exclusively for the benefit of the airport. One allowable exception to this grant, however, is the assurance of a community purpose exemption. A community purpose exemption allows for the use of airport resources for the benefit of the community without compensation to the airport. According to the president of the board of directors for Triumphant Theater, Jenny Newman, she understands that this is a creative request, but she explains that the theater has fundraised all that they could, and now they're looking for ways to limit construction costs as much as possible.
That lot, when we started looking at development, we realized the water table was quite a bit higher than we had anticipated. So the initial cost estimate just for all the fill we were going to have to bring in was over $800,000.
To see what the final vote was and learn more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Kasilof Gravel Access Road is proposing to create a trailhead for Pollard Horse Trail. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A proposed gravel access road in Kasilof has been put to public comment. The road would establish a public trailhead to the Pollard Horse Trail located on the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. According to the proposal, a section line easement establishing the trailhead has been a long-standing need for the public. The 24-foot by 1,107-foot gravel access road proposes to provide new public access for vehicles and horse trailers to a new 1.5-acre public parking and staging area. From the parking area, a new trailhead and 12-foot by 4,900-foot horse trail would be established. The trail would traverse southeast across borough lands and connect to the existing Pollard Horse Trail on the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. A survey of the access road, parking area, and horse trail was completed in the summer of 2023. Documentation attached to the public notice posted on April 3rd says the proposed road has overall support from the landowners, adjacent landowner, and horse community. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is actively working with the underlying landowners to construct and maintain the new public access road and parking area easement. Other permitting activities required for the project include obtaining a driveway access permit from the borough for access from the borough right-of-way, Yukon Road, to the section line easement, securing a land use permit to establish a new horse trail adjacent to borough lands, and a plan to perform periodic maintenance. Public comment for the proposed road is open through May 4th. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.